Appendix I, Alternate Targeting Methodologies. Two alternative methods have been used and implemented for a varying degree of needs. The two most common methods are the multi-service tactics, techniques, and procedures for dynamic targeting, known as find, fix, track, target, engage, and assess, referred to as F2T2EA, and a special operations forces methodology used predominantly for counterinsurgency/HVI targeting, known as find, fix, finish, exploit, analyze, and disseminate, F3EAD. Section 1. Find, fix, track, target, engage, and assess. Dynamic targeting is targeting that prosecutes targets identified too late or not selected for action in time to be included in deliberate targeting, JP 3-60. Dynamic targeting occurs during detect, deliver, and assess functions of the D3A methodology and the joint targeting cycle phase 5, mission planning and execution. A target of opportunity may emerge, or a change in the situation may necessitate a change to a planned target. These targets still require confirmation, verification, validation, and authorization, but in a shorter time frame than deliberate targeting allows. The process developed to facilitate dynamic targeting at the joint level is find, fix, track, target, engage, and assess, referred to as F2T2EA. While the steps are listed in the order presented to ease explanation, several steps are accomplished simultaneously and overlapped. For example, the track step frequently continues through the completion of the assess step. For a more in-depth explanation of each of the steps in the targeting process, refer to ATP 3-60.1. Section 2. Find, fix, finish, exploit, analyze, and disseminate. F3EAD provides maneuver leaders at all levels with a methodology that enables them to organize resources and array forces across the range of military operations. While the targeting aspect of F3EAD is consistent with D3A methodology, F3EAD provides the maneuver commander an additional tool to address certain targeting challenges, particularly those found in a counterinsurgency environment. F3EAD is not a replacement for D3A, nor is it exclusive to targeting. Rather, it is a technique that works at all levels for leaders to understand their OE and visualize the effects they want to create. In counterinsurgency operations, engaging targets with non-lethal effects are frequently more important than engaging targets with lethal effects, and F3EAD is equally applicable for both. Effective targeting identifies options to support the commander's intent and objectives. For non-lethal effects, those options may include civil-military operations, civil affairs operations, cyber-electromagnetic activities, information, psychological operations, and political, economic, and social programs. Engaging targets with lethal effects are most typically designed to kill. F3EAD is especially well-suited and is the primary means for engaging HVIs. A high-value individual is a person of interest who is identified, surveilled, tracked, influenced, or engaged. A HVI may become an HPT that must be acquired and successfully attacked, exploited, captured, or killed for the success of the friendly commander's mission. In this role, F3EAD features massed, persistent reconnaissance, or surveillance queued to a powerful and decentralized all-source intelligence apparatus to find a HVI in the midst of civilian clutter and find his exact location. This accurate location enables surgical finishing effects, lethal or non-lethal, that emphasize speed to catch a mobile target. The emphasis on speed is not only to remove a combatant from the AO, but also to take the opportunity to gain more information on the threat enemy advisory. The exploit and analyze steps are often the main effort of F3EAD because these steps provide insight into the enemy's network and may open new targeting efforts. The information accumulated during the exploit and analyze steps frequently start the cycle over again by providing leads or start points into the network that can be observed and tracked. Section 3. The process within the process. To gain an understanding of the F3EAD process, it is instructive to see how F3EAD is used within D3A and can begin during any phase of D3A methodology. The process still begins with a decide function in which decisions are made on priorities and the allocation of resources. The decide step is performed continuously and requires extensive, persistent analytical work by operations and intelligence personnel. They analyze large quantities of all-source intelligence reporting to determine the threat validity, actual importance of potential targets, best means to engage the target, expected effects of engaging the targets, which will guide actions to mitigate negative effects, changes required to the exploitation plan. The detect function is broken into two parts, find and fix. During the find step, the HVI is identified and the target's network is mapped and analyzed. During the fix step, a specific location and time to engage the HVI is identified and the validity of the target is confirmed. In counterinsurgency operations, the target sets often will include HVI that require special care or caution in treatment because failure to engage them or to engage them improperly can lead to adverse consequences. As a result, the find step may take a considerable amount of time from days to even weeks as targets are identified and the target's network is mapped and analyzed. The finish step of F3EAD mirrors the deliver function of D3A when the action planned against the target is initiated and completed. Where the finish step differs from the deliver function in D3A is the nature of the means the commander will apply against identified target sets. In addition to systems typically associated with delivering effects in the D3A methodology, means used by a maneuver commander in counterinsurgency operations can include actions such as sniper, counter-sniper, tactical call-out, vehicle interdiction, and small ambush teams. The exploit, analyze, and disseminate steps amplify the assess function. The engaging unit takes the opportunity to gather additional information during the exploit step, determines the implications and relevance of the information during the analyze step, and publishes the results during the disseminate step. It is important to remember that targeting is conducted continuously. At any given time, however, a unit may be at the find step for some targets, the exploit step for several other targets, and at the fix, finish, analyze, or disseminate step for still other targets. Similarly, the unit may disseminate information pertaining to the location of a target prior to the finish step or exploit step. Generally, the process will follow the depicted flow. Do not let the process restrict what needs to happen next. Find. Collection plans that support the F3EAD process are driven by the requirement for time compression. IPB and area SA collection are an ongoing effort. Once an insurgent cell or HVI is identified, the targeting folder must be quickly developed. After the targeting folder is approved for collection, very specific information on possible engagement locations must be collected quickly without alerting the HVI. This requires layering of collection efforts and assets. HVI targeting will most often be conducted in counterinsurgency operations where the enemy frequently hides among the civilian population. Persistent and high-fidelity intelligence is often the key to defeating a threat whose primary strength is denying friendly forces access to a target. Reconnaissance and surveillance assets are most effective against such enemies when masked. The insurgent's ability to hide in plain sight demands persistent collection in order to detect their presence. Persistent collection requires long dwell times and must be focused using multiple sensors on discrete parts of the network in order to achieve the fidelity of information required for targeting. The effectiveness of reconnaissance and surveillance grows exponentially when it is cued to and driven by other sources of intelligence rather than operating alone. The enemy is so well hidden that it takes multiple sources of intelligence to corroborate information. SIGINT, for example, can locate a target but may not be able to discern who it is. An airborne sensor with full motion video can track but not necessarily identify the target. Humint can provide intent, but may not be able to fix a target to an accurate location. However, these disciplines working together can focus the spotlight on AHVI, who is hidden in the general population. Without a robust, collaborative intelligence network to guide it, sensors are often used in reactive modes that negate their true power and tend to minimize their full potential. These intelligence sources provide a start point into the enemy network that can be exploited through persistent and patient observation. With this type of start point, one can mass reconnaissance forces with confidence that assets are not being wasted. Massing intelligence resources implies focus and priority. Selected parts of the enemy's network receive focus, which should be unwavering for a specified time. The problem with a low contrast and fleeting target is that threat actions are not easily predictable. Without prediction, the next best things are redundancy and saturation. The inability to mass employment of collection assets over a large geographic area often results in a loss of effectiveness. One technique that is critical to improve effectiveness against an insurgent is nodal analysis or link analysis. Insurgent networks do not exist in a vacuum. They interact with supporters in the population and, less directly, with their supporters buried in the power structure. An HVI may interact with key leaders in politics, security, the economy, and real estate, as well as the general population. Life pattern analysis is connecting the relationships between places and people by tracking their patterns of life. While the enemy moves from point to point, reconnaissance or surveillance tracks and notes every location and person visited. Connections between those sites and persons to the target are built, and nodes in the enemy's network emerge. Link analysis and life pattern analysis identify these relationships in order to complete the targeting folder. To be effective, there must be sufficient intelligence on the network the HVI belongs to in order to know the effect of their removal. Just because they are the cell leader may not be a good enough reason to target the individual. How will the cell be degraded by their removal? How long will it take to replace the individual? This analysis has the effect of revealing the HVI's physical infrastructure for things such as funding, meetings, headquarters, media outlets, and weapons supply points. As a result, the network becomes more visible and vulnerable. Nodal analysis uses the initial start point to generate additional start points that develop even more targeting opportunities within the enemy's network. The payoff of this analysis is huge, but requires patience to allow the network's picture to develop over a long period of time. Networks are notably resistant to the loss of any one or even several nodes. The focus of targeting is not just to identify an individual who is a leader in the network. Instead, it is to identify the critical leader whose removal will cause the most damage to the network. The ultimate success is to remove sufficient critical nodes simultaneously, or nearly so, such that the network cannot automatically reroute linkages but suffers catastrophic failure. Inputs. Inputs to the find step. Commander's guidance and priorities. IPB, to include identified NAI, TAI, and cross-queuing of intelligence disciplines to identify potential target sites or OEs. Life pattern analysis. Collection plans based on the IPB. Outputs. Outputs of the find step. Potential HVI detected and nominated for further development. Targeting folders. HVI network identified and analyzed. Fix. The continued collection effort paints a picture of the HVI. The intelligence staff officer can draw broad behavior patterns that will focus the specific collection requirements from analysis of the intelligence. The information harvested from the focused and persistent collection reveals the life patterns of the HVI, including overnight locations, daily routes, visitations, and trustworthy associates. National and unit intelligence assets then corroborate the life patterns. As the details are filled in, it becomes possible to anticipate where the HVI is most likely to spend time or visit. Maintaining persistent, continuous intelligence support is particularly hard at lower echelons of command and small units where intelligence assets are less available than at the brigade and higher echelons. At lower echelon units, it is important for the command to establish intelligence support teams with personnel who know the targets and are trained in the unit SOPs for sensor preparation and briefings, patrol debriefings, data collection, and able to fuse this information with the unit's operational plan to finish the target. As the probable location of the HVI target is narrowed to a few sites, the unit is able to identify feasible courses of action and begin refining the planned actions of the finish force. At some point, the information leads the unit to determine a HVI target is likely to be a specific location, fix, at a specific time, or within a specific time frame. Depending on the accuracy and reliability of the information, the unit may choose to verify the information through other means. Once the unit is satisfied that the fix is valid, they may choose to launch the finish force. Inputs. Inputs to the fix step. Probable HVI. Information on the target and the target's network. Outputs. Outputs of the fix step. Target identification and confirmation. Target location accuracy refined to the level required for target engagement. Determination or estimation of target time characteristics. Finish. The window of opportunity to engage the target requires a well-trained and rehearsed finish force and a well-developed SOP. The force will normally not have the time to create elaborate plans. Instead, the force will be required to adapt a known drill to the existing conditions and rapidly execute the required actions, such as a raid, ambush, or cordon and search. The force must also be prepared to conduct follow-on operations based on information found during exploitation on the objective. Inputs. Inputs to the finish step. HVI location within a given time frame. Outputs. Outputs of the finish step. Target isolated and engaged. Target location secured. Exploitation force on site. Exploit. F3EAD differs from other targeting models because of its emphasis on the exploit and analyze steps as the main effort. This recognizes the importance of information in fighting the low-contrast threat and aggressively supplying multi-source start points for new information collection. More than the other steps, this feeds the intelligence operations cycle, in which intelligence leads to operations that yield more intelligence, leading to more operations. The emphasis on raids is essential to gather intelligence on the enemy network. Simply killing the enemy will not lead to greater effectiveness against their networks. In fact, capturing the enemy for purposes of interrogating is normally the preferred option. Once secured, the target site must be exploited. Site exploitation is a series of activities to recognize, collect, process, preserve, and analyze information, personnel, and/or material found during the conduct of operations. JP 3-31. Effective site exploitation requires prior planning to include SOP, search plans, prepared site exploitation kits, and tactical questioning plans. Units must make these preparations in advance of the finish step in order to enable effective actions on the objective. For a more detailed discussion of site exploitation activities and enablers, see ATP 3-90.15. The site exploitation team may have a variety of enablers in direct support, or it may come solely from the unit. In any case, they must have clear instructions on what to look for in the specific site and training in how to conduct the search and collection. Some units use smart cards with target-specific information and predetermined questions. Such aids have been useful in preparing and guiding the exploitation teams. Some organizations prefer designated assault or exploitation units. Continual preparation for these type missions allows the development and refinement of SOP. Target exploitation and document exploitation are important operations and intelligence activities critical to F3EAD. Documents and pocket litter, as well as information found on computers and cell phones, can provide clues that analysts need to evaluate enemy organizations, capabilities, and intentions. The Threats Network becomes known a little more clearly by reading their email, financial records, media, and servers. Target and document exploitation help build the picture of the threat as a system of systems. The tactical questioning of detainees is crucial to revealing the threat's network. The ability to talk to insurgent leaders, facilitators, and financiers about how the organization functions offers significant insight on how to take that organization apart. Intelligence from detainees drives operations, yielding more detainees for additional exploitation and intelligence. Inputs. Inputs to the exploit step. Secured target location, targeted questions, site exploitation preparation, and SOP. Outputs. Outputs of the exploit step. Documented information, detailed reports, follow-on targets for immediate execution. Analyze. The bottom line of the analyze step is to examine and evaluate information and identify intelligence, referred to as I2. Rapidly turn it into actionable intelligence that can be applied to defeat the threat's network. Some information may be immediately actionable, such as information providing the location of another HVI. Other information may need further analysis and corroboration. The information requires the staff to streamline operations to allow for this data to be stored, analyzed, recalled, and disseminated as necessary. New or additional players must be included in the collection and assessment process. National and theater-level technical assets will also be critical, and mechanisms to facilitate their integration must be developed. All of this will require modifications of existing planning mechanisms and procedures, and learning how to incorporate new sources. The objective is to make intelligence, not information. To do this, you have to invest resources and focus on preparation. The level of dedicated resources, mainly personnel, will have a direct correlation to the quality and quantity of developed intelligence. Too few resources result in an extrication of raw information effort instead of an analytical and understanding effort. The right balance of personnel and resources creates a greater return. Under- or over-resourced teams risk diminished returns. Inputs. Inputs to the analyze step. Document and media exploitation. Detailed reports. Outputs. Outputs of the analyze step. Actionable intelligence, correlated information, intelligence assessments. Disseminate. The disseminate step is simple but time-consuming. The goal is to make sure everyone else knows what you know. Even information that appears to be irrelevant may hold the key to unlocking a network for someone else. Fortunately, the various computer programs and networks greatly aid the dissemination process. Prioritizing the dissemination effort is essential. Some information will answer a PIR and should be forwarded to the requesting agency immediately. Other information may be important based on the OE. Still, other information will be routine and can be handled routinely. Inputs. Inputs to the disseminate step. Relevant and correlated information. Actionable intelligence. Intelligence assessments. Outputs. Outputs of the disseminate step. Databases, matrices, and assessments are updated. Intelligence and information are pushed to higher, lower, and adjacent units. Information is made available to everyone with a need to know. Section 4. Measuring success. Measuring success when conducting F3 EAD requires analysis conducted in two stages. The first stage occurs immediately after the finish step and should answer questions associated directly to the target and its network. Examples of first stage metrics include killed or captured insurgents, changes in insurgent patterns, collected exploitable material. The second stage of analysis takes the longer view. These metrics provide the yardstick for the JFC to examine progress made toward meeting objectives established in the Joint Campaign Plan to include changes in observable local behavior towards United States and host nation forces to include public actions, changes in the quality or quantity of information provided by individuals or groups, changes in the economic or political situation of an area. FM 3-60, 11 August 2023. By order of the Secretary of the Army, Randy A. George, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.